Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The governor and lawmakers are talking about their legislative proposals with a $3.7 billion surplus the next 2 years and a smaller surplus in 2028-2029. Governor Tim Walz says with this new money,
I am going to make my pitch that I think collectively, all of us together, a top priority is to get the bonding bill done. Make sure we're able to do that. That's always very bipartisan. It has to be. So I think that's going to be a priority. But I think you'll see limited expenditures.
GOP House Speaker Lisa Damith says her party has different priorities.
We need to act. House Republicans stand ready in three ways. Federal tax conformity. We're also looking to take the pressure off of family budgets. And we want to stop fraud.
The surplus for 2028-2029 is $377 million, but Democrats are concerned that federal cuts could wipe that away. Friends of the Boundary Waters and other environmental groups are calling on the DNR to cancel a state mineral lease for the proposed Twin Metals mine. Executive Director Chris Knopp says a resolution in the U.S. Senate would lift a federal ban on mining near the BWCA.
This year, the state of Minnesota can cancel that lease because there has been no action on that land with respect to mining for the past 35 years. So this is a first step on that long road to protecting Minnesota from copper nickel sulfide mining pollution.
He says the DNR must act in 2026 or the lease will continue until 2040. Congressman Pete Stauber sponsored the Critical Mineral Dominance Act, which passed the U.S. House last month. And the East Range Police Department in northeastern Minnesota is mourning the loss of one of its officers. Officials say Sergeant Cody Siebert died unexpectedly on Friday, less than 24 hours after being diagnosed with a brain infection. The PD said the hole left by Sergeant Siebert's passing will be impossible to fill. Minnesota anglers have until 11:59 tonight to remove their fish houses in the southern two-thirds of the state. The DNR's Joe Albert says,
I will say that a lot of what we're seeing across the southern two-thirds of the state is people have been doing a really good job of getting their houses off. There's lakes where you have typically have cities in the winter that now don't have any fish houses on them.
The fish house removal deadline is March 16th for the northern third of the state and March 31st for Minnesota-Canada border waters. The University of Minnesota women's basketball team wrapped up the regular season with a 78-73 win at Illinois. Sophie Hart scored a game-high 17 points and Amaya Battle had 16. The Golden Gophers finished 13-5 in conference play and clinched the fourth seed in the Big Ten tournament. And the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets 117-108 in Denver. This is MNN.